Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is the first day of February 2021, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding Brittany Lynn Thompson, who was last seen on January 29th. She is 16 years of age and was last seen wearing a white long sleeve shirt, blue jeans, black Nike slide style shoes, and a headband. If you know of any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Once again, 863-773-4144. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Wauchula State Bank is looking for a loan processor, a high school diploma or equivalent, knowledge of the Microsoft Office product suite, and experience with real estate transactions are preferred. The Wauchula Police Department is currently accepting applications for a full-time administrative assistant, a high school diploma or GED equivalency, and a valid driver's license is required. A complete job description and application can be picked up at 128 South 7th Avenue in Wauchula or online at hardyso.com. And Gateway Foundation is looking for a substance abuse counselor. You must possess at least a high school diploma or GED with at least 6 months of professional experience in substance abuse or mental health counseling. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. 61 degrees out, feels like 57. Intermittent clouds with a 2% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is too low. Winds west-northwest 17 miles an hour with gusts up to 22. Humidity 63% with indoor humidity ideal 49%. Dew points 48, cloud cover 70%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 3,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:06 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy and windy, highs in the mid-60s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Winds with highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30, and Tuesday night clear, lows in the upper 30s with northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Alabama Farmers Federation is applauding the appointment of U.S. Representative Barry Moore to the House Ag Committee. Federation President Jimmy Parnell says we appreciate Congressman Moore's desire to serve on the House Ag Committee and look forward to working with him to ensure the voice of Alabama farmers continues to be heard. Moore tells AlphaFarmers.org he's looking forward to serving to impact farmers in the district. The USDA has posted notice that $2.3 billion in supplemental coronavirus food assistance program payments will be temporarily frozen. AgriMarketing.com reports the notice says USDA has suspended the processing and payments under CFAP additional assistance until further notice. USDA and the Biden administration intend to take additional steps to bring relief and support to all parts of food and agriculture during the pandemic. Applications are still being accepted. China's unrelenting appetite for U.S. corn has pushed prices in Chicago to a seven-year high, stoking global supply concerns. According to Bloomberg.com, the USDA last week reported corn export sales to China of 680,000 tons. That's on top of the 1.36 million-ton corn export sale to China reported a day earlier, marking China's largest one-day purchase since July. China is buying up record amounts of American corn to feed a hog herd recovering from African swine flu.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Climate change is a hot issue currently, with most people being on one side of the fence or the other. Some organizations going so far as creating doomsday clocks with a countdown until 0 hour, or when our effect on the planet will be irreversible. But the more logical institutes are continuing to conduct research on environmental impacts and the role of various ecosystems. Dr. Junchao Cho from the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences is in the beginning stages of one such research project. He and his team at IFAS will be studying how future climate change can affect grassland ecosystems here in Florida and how that might benefit humans.
And in this project, we aim to use an interdisciplinary approach to understand how projected future climate change can affect grassland ecosystems and also their benefits to humans, and also to investigate what land management strategies can help us to mitigate such impacts.
When most people think climate change, they assume just a change in global temperature will occur. But the change also impacts precipitation levels, pest and disease patterns, and much more.
Rising temperature and heat stress, which can also be related with the increased pest and disease pressures. But also, like for this project in particular, we are looking at the changes in the precipitation patterns. So the seasonality and intensity of precipitation and the drought conditions to see how they can affect the grassland ecosystems in Florida.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Ken Lorman. President Biden is set to meet this afternoon with a group of 10 Republican senators who have proposed spending about one-third of what he's seeking in coronavirus aid. The invitation to the White House came hours after lawmakers sent a letter to Mr. Biden urging him to negotiate rather than trying to ram through his $1.9 trillion package solely on Democratic votes. The CDC has issued an order requiring travelers to wear a mask on public transportation in the U.S., echoing an executive order by President Biden shortly after he took office. The CDC order takes effect today. It states, passengers on airlines, trains, buses, subways, ships, ferries, taxis, and rideshares must wear a mask that covers their nose and mouth while getting on such vehicles. With business, I'm Ken Lorman.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nuggets end Utah's 11-game winning streak, 128-117 Sunday. Nikola Jokic matched his career high with 47 points, 12 boards. Says he didn't care about trying to score 50.
Hopefully I'm going to score when we need it. I think today we didn't need it. It's just a game. I think that the main thing is just to win the game, you know. So I'm going to score however much I need to just to win the game.
Raptors beat the Magic 115-102 to snap a three-game skid. Sixers rally to beat the Pacers 119-110. Joel Embiid set out with a sore back. Tobias Harris scored 27 points. Clippers beat the Knicks 129-115. Kawhi Leonard with 28 points. Nets beat the Wizards in a wild finish, 149-146. Raptors beat the Magic, 115-102. And the Timberwolves, 109-104 winners over the Cavaliers. This is SRN Sports. Only two games on the college basketball schedule. Number 6, Houston beat SMU 70-48. Houston coach Kelvin Sampson says he doesn't have to prod Justin Gorman, who had 17 rebounds, to get the ball.
Justin will get how many rebounds he gets, no matter what I say. He loves rebounding like most people love ribeye steaks with a little fat on them, medium.
They're 13th-ranked Ohio State, the latest team to beat up on Michigan State, 79-62. Josh Langford scored a team-high 14 points. Richmond is the latest men's basketball team to pause all activities in response to the results of Sunday's COVID-19 testing and contact tracing in the Spiders program. The decision comes 2 days after 22nd-ranked St. Louis opted to return home from Richmond without elaboration but without playing because of concerns raised by its medical staff. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, and they're at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your quote for today: there are two rules for success. Number one, never tell anyone your secrets. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.